Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. And today it is truly Sarah and Vinny.
Good morning.
Hello, Vinny.
Hi.
How was your time at Disneyland?
It was great.
Excellent.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
All of the stuff.
Right. Did you get your 50,000 steps in on those days?
Oh, dude. Did we?
Although, walk for miles and miles and miles.
You have to remember, if you're pushing a stroller, it doesn't count quite as accurately as if you're swinging your arms the way you should be.
Oh.
So there was a point where I went, what the?
Why have I not hit my goal yet?
I've been walking my ass off all day. What the hell? Huh. But anyway, yeah, it was really, well, you know Disneyland. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's the best.
That it is.
And they are the best at what they do.
Yep.
No question. Even there was a point where I went, they mean to have me under the speaker. Like, they just know everything. They do everything just right.
The speaker was funny. The lady's voice.
And the...
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
It was just, it was like they have it all figured out. The only one hiccup they had, they figured it out last second. Like, there was, you know, the little interviews?
Yeah.
There was one that wasn't going to happen.
Oh.
They went, you know, hey, we're running late over here, and, you know, we'll be over in 10 minutes.
Right.
And we were like, no, that can't happen that way. You need to...
Yeah, this is when it has to happen. Oh, so I have the USPN. I'm sorry, we're trying to...
No,
Where did Gisette go?
I don't know.
Yeah. She's around somewhere, running around somewhere. Maybe I guess I don't need the USPN spots. I thought I did, but I don't.
Maybe she's looking for the thing you need.
Maybe. I need the words. I want the people to win the $1,000.
And it's going well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got winners.
Oh, boy. It's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, doesn't want to win 12 grand? You could go right down to Disneyland and have yourself a... Oh, so you stayed at the Grand Californian.
Yeah.
My God. That is my favorite hotel on earth.
You'd been there.
Oh, my God. I've been there 50 times. Yeah, my kids were little once, too. We used to go to Disneyland on the regular. The greatest thing about that place is that you walk right into the park.
You backdoor the whole thing.
You don't have to go. Right. There's an entrance from this hotel right into the park. And on the way back, did you see like that? It's like a, I don't know, pioneer-y type thing. There's some zip lines. And
I did not.
It's on the walk back to the actual entrance to the hotel. And, I mean, she might be a little young for it now, but we used to, it was the best. The kids just ran and went on the zip line over and over and over. And me and John just sat there like,
Yeah, well.
Our day of walking is over.
I can tell you, I after the first time I did it, I took a travel day as needed, because you need it.
Yeah,
there's
you
no
do.
Question.
Absolutely.
And yet, we couldn't fit everything in.
No.
And all we did was chase princesses.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
She'll be over that.
Watching her
years.
Just...
That's a real
she
thing.
She can't wait. And then she meets them, and she's talking to them, and they're actually really good. They're actually... I take that back. They're excellent. Better than really good. They know their biz, man. They get her talking and hugging, and they're great at it.
They are there to make those kids' dreams come true.
And it was all good. So watching her just be super stoked was all I could ask for.
Yeah.
No
Disney,
doubt.
I gotta say, that is class act, top to bottom. That place is clean as a whistle. Listen, you know, you got kids, you go to theme parks, you go to amusement parks all the time. Nobody does it like Disney.
Agreed.
That place is amazing. So did you just do California Adventure?
No.
Oh, so you went over to the Magic Kingdom to also look for princesses. They're everywhere. You got to hunt them down, Vin.
No, we got there.
Get them in your sights.
We got there Sunday, and that was the whole Sunday.
Right.
And then they went to Goofy's Kitchen for breakfast while we did our show. And then as soon as they met me, we went and did more.
So fun.
All day.
Yeah.
And then yesterday morning, there was a chance to get out there early, and we just missed our window.
We had to get to
the airport. Yeah. It was too.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Those are the magic moments. It's a bummer when your kids don't want to go to Disneyland anymore.
Well, you know, some kids still do want to go.
Oh, no, for sure. My younger one would go right now. My older one got over it and then, you know, would whine. Like, oh, my God, you're making this not the happiest place on earth.
And I think I told you this last time, but there, because last time was the same mission, the princesses. There are grown men in line who are taking pictures with, yeah, no
oh,
kids.
Goodness.
They're there to get their picture with a prince. Some people love that, like, turn back. It's like turning the clock back. I guess they're kids again.
There are people who are such Disney enthusiasts. Maybe they're the same people who collect the dolls or the action figures and keep them in their plastic up in their attic.
I think that it's the same as like that nerd culture where people are into these superheroes. They just feel like kids again. It makes them feel good. Who am I to make fun?
I mean, it's great.
Here I am, a junkie. You know, they're into that. That's healthy.
Healthier than being a junkie, sure.
Way healthier than being a drunk, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't drink anymore.
But you consider yourself to be a drunk because...
I couldn't.
That's why you're sober.
Right. I can't. But there they are, doing something they like, and it's healthy. It's not hurting anybody.
No, God, no.
Good for them.
That's great.
I don't know why, you know, you want a Jasmine autograph, but I don't know why my kid wants one, but there she is.
Right.
With her little autograph book.
Well, she gets to be around all these people. Does she buy that they're the actual... princesses?
100,000%.
Even if she goes to them twice in a row and it's a different Cinderella each time?
She doesn't even try to figure it out.
She just, they're wearing the outfit. They must be official.
She finished with Ariel and wanted to go right back and do it again.
Hmm.
And then after Ariel stole her heart, she needed an Ariel doll, which her mom bought her. I was like, oh, boy.
Has she seen every one of these movies that the princesses are in?
Yeah, most of them.
Does she not bother with the girls that she hasn't seen their movie? Or
no, she loves all the
princesses.
Doesn't
matter.
No, she'll get to the movies, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No.
Has she seen Snow White, for instance?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Those are great. I mean,
but, you know, if you ask her why she wanted the Sleeping Beauty doll, she'll say because the dress is pink or something.
Oh, she...
It does. Yeah, she's got her reasons.
Right.
Man.
They don't have to make sense to us, stupid grown-ups, with all our ideas about
anyway,
things we have a reason.
What happened? I was...
Meanwhile, you were out of town.
What happened in the real world?
Well, we did the show with Scott yesterday, and he did great.
How was Scott?
He was good. You know, the thing about Scott is when he's on for a while, he settles in. Like, he's, you know, I think when he comes in and is just shot out of a cannon here, he's like, oh, my God. But he settled right in and did the news and... We had a lovely day yesterday. We even cut a secret show. He had never been here since we stopped being censored.
Oh.
So we were actually sort of sad that you weren't there for that because, there's all those stories that he could tell without being bleeped.
About it,
so
yeah.
Did he?
Well, no, we talked about some other stuff. But at the end of the thing, he's like, oh, no one asked me about my butt during this.
Well, Vinny's not here.
Yeah,
so.
That's we realized. We're like, oh, yeah, without me here,
right.
Who's going to ask about your butt?
It's always me.
Uh-huh. It is.
It's not.
So he was great yesterday, and he's in town for, I don't know how long he's going to be here for.
I'm seeing shows up till early to mid-April, maybe.
Okay.
Oh.
But maybe there's going to be more. And just so you know, Bryn got it. Yesterday, you know, all the crap that you usually
get.
Oh,
yeah. It took the place of Vinny for all the bashing.
Right.
Good for you.
It's mainly like weight bashing, a little bit of height bashing.
It's always
like
fun.
That. Yeah.
You know, great. Go right in for the pygmy jokes. And
Yep.
Good.
Well, you know, he's so good looking and tall
skinny.
He is so skinny.
Ugh, real thin skinny.
Like really almost... unhealthy looking skinny. He'd probably be thrilled to hear that.
Thank you. I look sick and ill.
He's gaunt. Like the Skeletor guy.
Did the husband come this trip?
He's coming Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. He's at university. So he can't make it right away.
Oh.
Yeah, he's busy, I guess.
Is that right?
That's what I was told. So that's...
He's in school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's definitely going to school. He's going for international business.
Business relations.
Yeah, something like that. Because he speaks... Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I needed this.
Yeah.
He's speaks a bunch of languages, so he's going to...
So he's doing good.
Sure. Sounds like they're doing
great.
Sounds like they're doing great.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
I was thinking that his newfound workout routine might be helping him release some of that
jealous rage.
I wasn't going to say the jealous rage, but we all know that's what it is. But that whatever that energy that he needs, maybe that's helping.
Maybe. Yeah. Actually. That's true. Scott made a couple revelations about him, and you know he's going through like a midlife crisis.
Who is Scott?
Edson is. He's dyed his hair white blonde. He's got like a pink phone case. He's got questionable photos on his
computer.
That
was bizarre. Yeah,
that was kind of bizarre. You should maybe, if you have a minute, listen back just so you're armed with that information, or you can just ask him about it.
Yeah, we'll let you know about it.
Yeah, that's so he's.
It's like, that's interesting. And, you know, Scott, who, of course, pretends he doesn't care about anything, seems to really care about that.
And like, just realizing that he does care.
Yeah, when you're overly stating, I don't care. I really just don't care.
Then he said this, and then I said this. I'm like, that sounds like you care.
Well,
it doesn't sound at all like what you're saying.
When we first met Scott, I couldn't believe how cool he was. And it was some jive routine. Like, he was kind of putting out this,
I'm too cool. Broken.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. And then later, as we've gotten to know him, you find out he had just gotten out of some relationship and was probably grinding that into some dude's face.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth was, he was completely broken by the guy.
Oh, let's see what's behind that scab.
My heart.
I'm not surprised.
So he was great yesterday.
Good.
And then I went to lunch with Susan.
Oh, yeah.
Our new boss.
I texted you about that. How was it?
You did?
Yeah.
I thought that got moved to.
No. I went to lunch with her.
She went separately.
We had our own little girls' lunch, ladies who lunch. And
how'd that go?
It was great. I really enjoy her. And she's, you know, we talked a lot about being women and in a man's world.
You did?
We did. Actually, it was funny. We traded some stories about just, you know.
Stuff.
The mansplainers of the world.
Mm.
Scumbag men.
Yeah, you scumbags. But it's just great to feel that. I feel connected to her, and I really.
Good.
She's a super. I think she's going to be a great resource for our show.
She's a doer.
She is a doer, and she's like a believer in the whole team. And, I'm not saying I want to go do team building exercises. I really don't want to do that. But she, you know.
Ditto.
But she would want us to do that if we
wanted. I think we team build every day.
Yeah, well, I believe that we do as well.
Yeah, yes.
I'm fully involved
absolutely.
In building this team.
This team's been here a long time, too, by the way.
Yes.
We are fully built.
She is very into this show, and she's a big fan of it. She was even saying, she said the other day, she goes, you know I'm supposed to listen to all these other shows, but I just find myself listening to you guys. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Get a
That's
PPM.
The right choice.
Yeah, well, it is the right choice. Thank you. But she was telling me about some of her problems. You know, she deals with problems on such a bigger level than, like, we are focused entirely on these 4 hours, and this is what we make happen every day. And
build this show!
Yeah, any excuse,
we
huh?
Build this show!
Chicks.
Get out.
Okay, so anyway, her problems are way bigger than our, like,
well,
her,
she's got, like, 5 markets, right?
Yeah, and, like, you know. We were talking about how, you know, it's hard to turn off your brain at night, and I was told her some of the stuff I'm grinding on. She goes, oh my God, I'd love to grind on your stuff. She's like, here's what I was grinding on last night. I'm like, oh God, that sounds awful. That is just terrible. Like, well, God, I'm glad I'm not you.
I don't even know that those other markets have fully kicked in for her yet.
Right.
Like, she's still just getting her hands around her move.
Right.
I don't even think her husband's moved here yet.
Her husband isn't moved here yet, and she's actually really enjoying being like the single lady. She's, you know.
All the single ladies.
You know what's weird? All relationships, well, I can't speak for all of them. I know that my dad used to have these long trips where he'd split, and the whole family dynamic would shift, and we wouldn't be focused on making sure dinner happened when dad, and everyone falls into this thing where you're like, we're cruising. It's all good. And then dad shows up on the scene and you're like, dude, you just threw a stick in our spokes. Like we were rolling.
Yeah.
And I think that all people sort of have that.
There's a dynamic with whatever group of people. And so when one cog is missing, the rest of the machine's doing this, and the cog comes back, and you're like, hold on, wait till let's fit you in here.
Right. So I do think she's probably made the adjustments, and she's working hard in a new market.
She's like, it's great that he isn't here right now because I am busting my ass. He's, you know, the worry is that he's going to come here, and he's not going to know a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Put him on John's over 40 softball team. He's been a coach. He's like I don't know how much I should say about their personal life, but they, you know, he's very involved in sports.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm sure he'll find some team to be on where he can make some boyfriends. And
that's nice.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, so anyway, it was a lovely lunch.
What'd you eat?
We went to the Fog City Diner and we got deviled eggs, which I love. Mm. And these ones were particularly good. They had a nice little chunk of bacon in each one.
Is that right?
Like a little base of quinoa and mustard. Oh, my God. They were delicious.
Deviled eggs of all the things.
I know. I love them. And she saw them on the menu as an appetizer. She said, let's get these. I'm like, okay. I am in. I would normally never order an appetizer or lunch.
Right, but now you're all of a sudden best friends. You're like, we both ate deviled eggs.
She loves to eat. I love to eat. She got the fish tacos. It was like a salmon fish for that's what they had for the fish of the day or whatever. And I got a pulled pork sandwich, which is okay.
Well, I know the missus has told me 3 times, you and Susan look so much alike, she can't get over it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Have you heard that?
Take a picture. I have heard that.
I totally forgot. I was going to take a picture and continue my tear on Instagram.
Well, Susan had posted a picture last week or 2 weeks ago with her daughter. They looked like sisters as well.
Hmm.
I mean, that's how young, like the daughter's only 19 or whatever college age.
Yeah.
And Susan looks so young herself that they look like sisters.
Yeah, Susan
is incredible.
I'm not going to reveal her age, but I would have guessed easily 10 years younger than she is.
Oh.
Easily.
She's hiding some years, huh?
She is.
Good
she's
for
just,
her.
You know, she's what a little ball of energy.
Let
and
me ask
spirit.
You, is it older than.
Vinny, don't get in trouble.
Yeah, hold it up.
Is it older than that?
No.
Okay. Oh, I nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I nailed it.
Yeah. I would have never guessed. I actually thought
Let
I was
see,
older than
Hold it
her.
Up so I can see it.
Vaughn,
here, look
Vaughn,
at me.
Use the
don't,
cameras.
Vaughn,
don't
use
the cameras.
Zoom in, Vaughn. Zoom in.
Don't zoom in.
Zoom in, Vaughn.
Way.
Zoom
I
in. Make sure you
that.
Focus.
Look at me.
Zoom in.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
did you get Sarah's hand? Did you get Sarah's hand, Vaughn?
I did. No,
don't
Attaboy,
do that.
Vaughn.
Don't do that.
She looks amazing.
She does. I thought I was at least 2 or 3 years older than her. At least.
I based that guess on, I've talked with her before. I know some info about where she started and the station she's been at and the market she's been in. Mm-hmm. And also, she does have college kids.
Yes, she does.
Right.
So it wasn't that hard to come up with that number. But
then again, I kind of have a college kid, too. He's
college.
I know. That's the thing, you know.
It doesn't mean much.
If you start earlier than I did, you have college kids, you know. If you start at Britton's age.
16.
Were you 16 or 14?
He was 15.
I was 11 and a half.
He was 12?
You were 11
and a half.
Yeah, Britton has 2 kids. One of them is 1,000 years older than the other one. Listen, hey, Vinny, if you want to get in the baby mood, because I know you have one of those on the way.
I really don't.
You got to look at the videos and pictures. I swear to God, we sat here all day yesterday looking at pictures of Diamond.
Oh,
and
you
little
did?
Videos of that. That freaking kid is such a little bundle. Did you put some of that crap up on Instagram?
I didn't. No, I will at some point.
We're pushing for Instagram followers. I want to be up where Alice 973 is. So post some stuff up there.
Right.
Brittany Boy is BrynnyBoy, right?
Yes.
Ah.
Brittany Boy.
Is that the newfound posting thing you're doing? You're trying to get more followers? I think you have the most.
I want to be. Do. I don't have as many as Alice. I want us to be all up at Alice.
Yeah, we could all use a few
Yeah,
more.
We could all use a few more. Let's get some more followers.
32.1K is what I got. What do you got?
I don't know. 32.
I got
something.
About 22.4.
Yeah, let's get some
I got 19.8.
All right. I think we're doing great.
Alice has 54.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah. See what I'm saying? I found out Alice had 54,000.
We all won 54.
Yeah, we all won 54. Come on, man. We're the ones who post on Alice973. Come see all of our little private ones. No, yeah, all the good posts.
You're right about that. Talking about good posts, I just posted a pic of Eddie Ift.
Oh, Eddie Ift. He's coming to town March 27th and 28th, performing at
Punchline.
Punchline.
So they're midweek shows,
Tuesday,
aren't they? Yeah,
Tuesday, Wednesday.
So he'll come in and hang out, and we love Eddie. He's great.
What's
left of him?
That kid's on tour like crazy.
I went to his website. I saw everywhere. Like, damn, dude.
Well, he's got a kid to put through college.
He's got a house in Malibu. That thing can't be cheap.
Right. He's Listen, if you've heard him on the show, and I, you know, we were actually saying, because I think in 2 weeks is on the Tuesday night. Is that the 20th? I think it's the 20th.
Yes.
Scott Capurro is doing a night at the Punchline with Rudy Ortiz and a bunch of other people. He's doing one of those Scott Capurro and Friends.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, the kind of talk showy, but also comedy showcases. So look, midweek comedy, that's the time to go. There's a lot less wasted people. You know, it's true. I mean, people get wasted at some of those weekend shows for sure.
And I feel like parking's even better.
Parking is better. The audience is way more into actually seeing comedy. Consider a midweek show. Yeah. Especially, I mean, between Scott Capurro on a Tuesday and then the next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, to have Eddie Ift in town. They're great. That's world-class comedy on a Tuesday night.
We got to see if Eddie wants to come with us to see Ready Player One on that
Wednesday.
I was
thinking the same thing. He's going to be in town. Yeah. I'm sure. And you know who else is chomping at the bit is Tommy Igoe. He really wants to see it.
We better start. I'll talk to promotions today, see how many tickets we can get for staff and friends.
Right, total.
And then we got to give, obviously, to our listeners.
Yeah, we'll give some to our listeners. Like, we'll have a few pairs. But mostly this is for us.
Yeah.
But disguised as something for our listeners.
Yeah. Can we bring a guest?
Yes.
Yes, you may.
Okay, each of us can have one guest.
I'm bringing one person.
Okay.
Yeah, she's bringing John.
I'm bringing my husband.
How about we do the word here and then we play a song?
Oh.
I need a few minutes.
Oh, goodness. Okay, yeah.
Legal, too.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hit it. Oh, actually, don't hit it yet. This word is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Gate, G-A-T-E, gate. Text the word gate to 72881 by the end of this hour for a chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. Text the word gate. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000 just like Cameron did yesterday.
Oh.
Oh.
That's an interesting name.
Gate, 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Gate is the word. There's fresh, and then there's In-N-Out Burger Fresh. Come see your made-to-order burger being freshly prepared before your eyes and taste the In-N-Out difference. All right. We're going to play a song because Yuzi has some business to take care of. Then we're going to come back and trash your ass. I saved a whole bunch of stuff for you, Vinny.
Oh, okay.
Specific, I was like, I'm not doing that story without Vinny being
Thanks.
There. Sure. Right after this song by Rihanna.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.